This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli calls for collective and multilateral solutions to address global challenges including climate change, poverty and security issues. President Ramchandra Paudel to lead Nepali delegation at COP29 to be held in November in Baku, Azerbaijan. And Canada's Prime Minister announces sharp cuts to their immigration targets. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has called for collective and multilateral solutions to address global challenges, including climate change, poverty and security complexities. Addressing an event jointly organized by Ministry of Defense and the Nepali Army at the Nepali Army headquarters yesterday to mark the United Nations Day 2024, the Prime Minister said UN peacekeepers' unwavering dedication and fearlessness in the face of increasingly complex challenges is commendable. The Prime Minister added that the roles of peacekeeping forces during hard situations exemplify the true spirit of peacekeeping and inspire all to uphold global peace and security. The Prime Minister stated that Nepal is proud of its long-standing peacekeeping history and is committed to sending skilled and competent peacekeepers whenever the UN calls for it. Prime Minister Oli also called for strong international support and solidarity for conflict management and resolution as conflicts are becoming more and more complex in the world. The Prime Minister also reiterated Nepal's commitment to the ideals of the UN Charter. On a different note, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has urged all to launch a nationwide campaign to destroy the breeding places of mosquitoes. In a message yesterday, the Prime Minister appealed to all to conduct such a campaign at least once a week. The Prime Minister has urged the stakeholders, civil servants, security bodies, social activists and citizens to conduct the campaign nationwide at 10 minutes past 10 a.m. every Friday to destroy larvae, pupa and ditches to destroy the breeding places of mosquitoes, adding that it was the best way to control the spread of dengue. Prime Minister Oli said that dengue has created a serious public health challenges as its outbreak is still widespread in some districts in Nepal. In the meantime, the District Administration Office DAO Kathmandu has urged all to celebrate festivals in a decent atmosphere. Issuing a notice yesterday, Kathmandu's Assistant Chief District Officer Anil Paudel has called on the public to not engage in activities capable of affecting peace and order and jeopardizing social harmony while celebrating upcoming festivals Tihar, Nepal Sambat and Chhath. The office has wanted the public to refrain from unlawful activities including gambling, bursting of firecrackers and its transportation, liquor consumption and related activities during festivals. Furthermore, it has warned that engagement in activities prohibited by laws is punishable. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel has reminded the world community of Nepal's rights to climate justice. He sought cooperation in ensuring Nepal's easy access to global climate funds and mobilization of climate finance as the country is worst hit by the impact of climate change. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel, during a high-level ministerial meeting held in the USA as per of annual meetings of the World Bank Groups and the International Monetary Fund, urged for further responsibility and seriousness on the part of development partners and the entire international community. The Loss and Damage Fund set up for climate justice needs an effective operation, he underlined, arguing that Nepal, despite having a negligible role in the emission of greenhouse gases, is bearing the brunt of impacts of climate change. The Kaski District Court has allowed Ravi Lamisani, the president of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, who was arrested on charges of misappropriation of the cooperative savings, to be detained for another 7 days for investigation. Suraj Adhikari, information officer of the District Court Kaski, informed that the District Court allowed the police to keep Lamisani in police custody for 7 more days to investigate. Similarly, former Deputy Inspector General Chavilal Joshi, who was arrested in the same case, has also been detained for another 7 days. President Ramchandra Pauril will lead the Nepali delegation at the 29th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention on Climate Change, COP29, during a pre-COP29 orientation organized by the Climate Change Management Division at Chandragiri yesterday. Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, informed that the President-led Nepali delegation will participate in the COP29 in Azerbaijan's capital, Baku, being held from November 11th to 22nd. The Environment Minister added that Nepal will present the Karnali Declaration on Climate Justice at the conference. The Minister added that the session on climate finance, scheduled to be held during the conference, is crucial for Nepal when it is challenging for developing countries like Nepal to address the climate change crisis without adequate financial support. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has pledged to improve Nepal Airlines and solve the existing problems in the airline sector. In a press conference held at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation yesterday to share the 100-day achievements of the ministry since the formation of the government, Minister Pandey stated that reliable services will be provided by solving the problems that surfaced in Nepal Airlines. Minister Pandey claimed that the ministry has started an initiative to identify the existing problems in Nepal Airlines and find a long-term solution. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattarai has said the school midday meal national framework based on local produce has been approved and is being implemented. Unveiling achievements of the ministry after she assumed office 100 days ago, Minister Bhattarai shared that the ministry has prepared an action plan for the implementation of compulsory and free education as well as an action plan for the improvement of school-level education and evaluation system. Now a sports update. Nepal defeated Sri Lanka in the final match of the group stage to enter the semi-final of the SAF Women's Championship 2024. Nepal defeated Sri Lanka by 6-0 in the match held at Dasarath Stadium in Kathmandu last evening. With the victory, Nepal is at the top of the points table in Group B. Nepal will now compete against India in the second semi-final on Sunday. Likewise, Group A winner Bangladesh will face Group B runner-up Bhutan in the first semi-final on Sunday itself. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Canada has announced a sharp cut in the number of immigrants it allows into the country in an effort to pause population growth, marking a notable shift in policy for the Justin Trudeau government. As part of the changes, Canada will reduce the number of permanent residents in 2025 from a previous target of 500,000 to 395,000, a 21% drop. Public support for immigration in Canada has been waning, with opinion polls suggesting rising concern over the growing numbers and its impact on housing and social services. This reduction will pause population growth in Canada over the next 2 years, Trudeau said, giving provinces time to catch up on bolstering their healthcare programs and housing stock. According to federal data, the vast majority of Canada's population growth last year, about 97%, was driven by immigration. However, the cuts to immigration targets have been criticized by advocacy groups like the Migrant Rights Network, which wrote in an open letter to Trudeau and Immigration Minister Mark Miller that migrants are being unfairly blamed for Canada's affordability crisis. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Lumini province, with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi and Lumini province and to occur at one or two places in hilly regions of the country today. Furthermore, Nepal has started witnessing the effects of Cyclone Dana, which developed in the Bay of Bengal a few days ago. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 14.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for collective and multilateral solutions to address global challenges including climate change, poverty and security issues. President Ramchandra Pauril to lead Nepali delegation at COP29 to be held in November in Baku, Azerbaijan. And Canada's Prime Minister announces sharp cuts to their immigration targets. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.